Today, we begin a series of conversations that we're calling Remembering Your Wealth. And we want to start off by saying quite clearly, quite plainly, and quite directly that this conversation is about changing your use of time. This series is all about playing with the fact that all experience happens simultaneously. Everything you desire now that you do not see in form is actually already in form, just with another version of you. These other versions of you, if you've not come across this topic before, are different ideas that are extensions of the fullness of who you are. So you, right now, are your number one version. We'll refer to this version of you as the number one version or yourself. You, in the entirety of who you are at the center of all of this, and this version that you're in right now is one extension. There are lots and lots and lots of other versions of you across time and space, some of which look an awful lot like you, and some of which don't look anything like you at all. There's not an infinite number of versions, but there's an awful lot, like the number of grains of sand at the beach. There's a lot, and they're constantly increasing. So it can look like they're infinite, but they're not. So right now, if we mention the fact that there's a version of you who is right now sitting in a booth somewhere, listening to a bunch of tunes on the jukebox and having a chocolate malted, that version of you is now in existence. Even if you don't like chocolate milkshakes or malteds, even if you don't really know what we're referring to, even if you don't know what a jukebox is, these things are indeed happening now. Not many years ago, not somewhere else, not anywhere but here and now. Manifesting physical reality, as we've said many, many times, is a narrowing experience. You're narrowing your focus down to something very specific. The room you're sitting in right now is one shade of the entirety of all that you're manifesting. So when we talk about intuition, and we say that the thought that feels better to think, the words that feel better to say, the actions that feel better to take, when we talk about those things and we say, the reason why your intuition is literally the most powerful tool you have at your disposal is because it takes into consideration the fullness of who you are, not yourself, who you are. This is what we're talking about. You're sitting in a chair or laying on a bed or standing on a floor or sitting in a car right at this moment as you listen to these words, and you're in a very specific spot. The spot you're in is actually very small compared to how big you think it is, but it is not singular. It's singular in expression, but it's actually multiplicitous and multidimensional in truth. So you are where you are because you believe you are here, but you are actually in many different places and many different times at once. When we say the past doesn't exist, the future doesn't exist, but yet the thoughts you're having about the past, they're very real, but they're also instant. They're happening in the present moment. There's a version of you, if you think about what you did last Tuesday at approximately 9 in the morning, after you'd been up for a while, but it's still the morning, there's a version of you right now who is in that space, in that time, in that orientation. Not over there. Now, we'll use over there as a way to remind you, you're sitting where you are in yourself, and there's also another version of you over there. But it's not over there. It's actually right where you are. Now, that's the prelude to where we're going to start. This series, again, is about playing with time. If you're sitting here, and we mentioned there's a version of you sitting in a booth having a chocolate malted, listening to a jukebox. And then we have some more details, wearing saddle shoes. With a hairstyle that you probably would have an awful lot of difficulty managing. Either it has too much pomade in it, or it has to be set with setting lotion. It's using pins and bobby pins and different kinds of devices to keep the hair in place. There's likely uncomfortable undergarments involved. But the music is really cool and hopping. It's stuff you never heard before. And man, this place is jumping. It's not jiving, it's rocking and rolling. So you're having your chocolate malted, and you're sitting in the booth, and you're watching your friends out there dancing to the rock and the roll, coming off the jukebox. You're there. And it's here. It's not over there. It's here. Now, we're referring to, if you have any idea at all what we're talking about, we're referring to a time that doesn't exist anymore. A place that doesn't exist. Music that you can listen to, but you're going to listen to it in some sort of digital form, undoubtedly. It's not likely going to be on a 45 record sitting in a stack that are being contained in a machine that is mechanically able to use an arm, pick the record and drop it on the platter and then begin to play it. Maybe there's a jukebox like that not too far from you that you can go and insert a quarter into, or who knows what coin, and listen to Buddy Holly singing about Peggy Sue, if you want to. But that chocolate malted is very real. Those uncomfortable undergarments are likely very real. The fact that you're sitting in the booth probably has more to do with the fact that your hair will probably fall apart if you get up and start dancing than it does the fact that you just want to sit there and watch your friends dance. What we're doing here is we're inviting you to sit where you are at this moment and be somewhere else simultaneously. This is what we're going to be doing throughout this series of conversations. And while chocolate malteds may not be involved, unless you just want to bring them along for the ride, this is what we're inviting you to do, is to move about in time, in your time perception and perspective and orientation, and start using time very specifically to help you. It's quite likely that what you have been doing quite a bit is thinking about the manifesting of cash as being a future event. And what we want to invite you to do is to start thinking about it as a past event. A past event that is very tied into the place you are right now, where it is likely that you will not find a jar of dippity-doo in your medicine cabinet as a result of listening to this conversation. It is quite possible that you can begin to remember what it was like before when you didn't have as much cash as you wanted. Now that you're having more than you ever expected, now that you're having more than you thought was ever possible, now that you're having more than you actually ever intended, now that you're sitting with a great deal of wealth, and you're remembering how it arose, that it arose, that there was a time before when you didn't have as much as you wanted, that time is long gone. Along with the chocolate malted, the jukebox, Buddy Holly, dippity-doo. Now you're sitting here in the present, having the cash you desire, and it's all around you. We know you're capable of imagining anything you're wanting. You do it all the time. Everything you're having right now is arising out of your imagination. Everything is imagination, in fact. We want to invite you, in fact, we are specifically inviting you, pay attention to the fact that you are sitting in the wealth you desire, and whatever you may currently think about in relationship to this wealth, that's the past. The present is that you have a lot more than you were ever expecting. Now, that phrasing, I have a lot more than I was ever expecting. I remember when I thought this was going to be difficult, and it turned out to be really easy, and now I'm sitting in the middle of having it. That phrasing puts you right now in the having of it. And while it's likely that you will go to the mirror and you will look at your head and you will say, I don't have curl pins in my hair. This is not a difficult hairdo. This does not require half a can of pomade to get it all nice and slick. You know what that at least looks like. You know generally what we're talking about, even if you don't specifically know what we're talking about. If we say, you are wealthy right now, and you look in the mirror and you say, I don't see it. Well, yeah, but you're capable of having it. And it's a lot easier to have the wealth you desire than it is to fit into those very uncomfortable undergarments. A lot easier. You have it now. You remember when you didn't have it. And if you're looking at the orientation of the present moment as being the definer of who you are, we're inviting you to loosen that up. We're inviting you to loosen that up quite a bit. And just like you can slip out of those uncomfortable undergarments and those really tight shoes with their leather soles that were very uncomfortable to stand in, not to mention dance in, and you can slip those off and feel some relief, you can feel the relief in the present moment of no longer binding yourself to ideas about the present moment that are defined in advance, past, and changing the past to be something different. I remember when I used to worry about money. I remember when I used to think this is going to be a long haul. I remember when a million or two seemed like a gigantic amount of money, and now it's just almost a rounding error. So this is where we begin. As we continue with this series, we're going to talk a lot more about the past, using the past very much specifically for you on your behalf and to your benefit. What you really want to be looking for, really, really, this is our invitation. You really want to be looking for thoughts that feel better. This is no time to be kind of draping yourself across things that feel worse, believing that the feel worse is the validity point instead of it being the indicator that the thought, the action, the words are not in alignment with who you are. That's really what this is about. This is about orienting yourself to what feels better right now. And this is one way to do it. By putting the thoughts that you have now that you don't like, that you believe define you, that are constricting you, putting those thoughts in the past where they belong. I remember when this was difficult. I remember when I thought this was going to be really hard. I remember when I didn't understand how this worked for me. I remember when I thought this was going to be something that was going to take a really long time. I remember when I first heard these concepts. Someone first told me, hey, you can have what you want, and it's really easy. I remember when I said to that same person, if it was really easy, then everybody would be doing it. And I remember when they said to me, no, the reason why people don't do it is because they've been conditioned. They've taught themselves to believe that hard work is the only thing that's valuable. I remember when I began to meet other people who had a lot of money. Not as much as me, but had a lot of money. And I could see the terror in their eyes, because they were protecting themselves from loss. And I remember when it happened, and I remember how I felt when I realized they could be free. And I remember when I left from that gathering and I went home, and on the way home, I was thinking, I really hope that all of these people I just met will be able to find the freedom and the relief and the peace that I have now. because I don't worry about money. I know where it comes from. My imagination. And I'm not contingent. I'm not dependent. I remember when I thought this was really, really important. To work really hard to get where I am. And I remember when I let go. And then what was had been a trickle became a flood. I remember when I decided it didn't matter to me whether it happened or not. And then all of a sudden, kabam, there it was. I remember when I thought it was important to get this right and to make this happen. And now I know that there's no way to get it right because there's no way to get it wrong. This is just some of what we'll be doing through the series. What we'll mostly likely be doing is answering your questions, because we're quite certain this series is going to bring a lot of questions to the table. But we're going to be reminding you again and again and again, thoughts that feel worse are lying to you. Not maliciously. They're just not true about you. Alignment is the where the truth is, not facts. Facts move around. Facts are fungible. They can change on a dime. There's no set past. There's no defined future. There's just where you are right now. And where you are right now is exactly right. Thoughts that feel better are the ones that are telling you the truth. Things that feel better to do are the ones that are right for you at the right time, at the right way, in that right moment. Words that feel better to say are the words that are very powerful. Trying to get it right is no longer necessary. You remember when you thought it was important to get everything right. And you remember when you suddenly remembered and realized and understood that trying to get things right was just a fool's errand because it was like a dog chasing its tail. You would never be able to get it right because the goal was to get it right, which means that it always has to be wrong. It's just a game you were playing with yourself. And do you remember when, how relieved you felt when you decided that that was no longer something you had to do? So this is where we begin. And as we say, this is where we begin. This is not where we end. This is the opening. This is the beginning. And of course, as wonderful and as powerful and as delicious and as delightful as all of this is, it's only getting better and better and better and better and better from here.